A heated dispute over fees has led to both Channel 7 and Channel 56 being blocked to DirecTV subscribers here in the greater Boston area, and it could mean they would not be able to see the Super Bowl. DirecTV says Channel 7's corporate parent, Sunbeam Television, wants a 300% increase in fees, something DirecTV labels as extortion.
I would say that 300% is pretty extortionist in almost anyone's vocabulary.
Derek Chang of DirecTV says that kind of increase request is way out of line.
You know, they've said this publicly that it's probably three times more than what they're charging Comcast, which is the other large distributor in these markets. And we just don't feel it's right to be paying something significantly more than one of our other competitors.
Chang says he wants both sides to negotiate, but he says the signals don't have to be cut off in the meantime.
We have repeated on several occasions the request that they keep the signals up while we negotiate to leave the customers out of this because we don't think it's fair to customers. And they have gone ahead and taken the signals down and said they're not going to put them back up. And they've even said publicly that they intend to use the signals as leverage in this negotiation.
At the Forest Restaurant and Sports Bar near the Boston Garden, owner Peter Colton tells me he's been through this before.
We went through it early last year, I think, with Versus, with the NHL, and we were shut out a lot of the Versus games. And they took them a while. We did miss some of the seasons, but they finally came to agreement there. But, this is all new. I don't really understand if it's the same problem or not, but hopefully they get it cleared up by Super Bowl Sunday.
Now, Sunbeam Television has not returned our calls, but the company did issue a statement, simply saying the company is seeking fair market value for its signal, something DirecTV strongly disputes. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.